Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Every summer, Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, kicks off their main stage season with a musical. This year, they present Man of La Mancha, book by Dale Wasserman, lyrics by Joe Darian, and music by Mitch Lee. It's adapted from Wasserman's non-musical 1959 teleplay, I, Don Quixote, which was in turn inspired, of course, by Cervantes and his 17th century masterpiece, Don Quixote. The original Broadway production opened 50 years ago, 1965, and won 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. The Barrington Stage production of Man of La Mancha is directed by fantastic BSC Artistic Director Julianne Boyd, with music direction by the incomparable Darren R. Cohen, and features choreography by Greg Graham. The show begins previews tonight, and through the magic of radio, we are joined by the cast this morning. Julianne Boyd is here, along with Darren Cohen and cast members Jeff McCarthy, Felicia Boswell, and Tom Allen Robbins. It's great to see you all. Thank you so much for coming in.
Our pleasure.
Julie, tell us, why Man of La Mancha?
Well, number one, we haven't done it before. Number two, it's a great story. It's just an unbelievably wonderful, life-affirming story that has a lot of integrity. And I think what's happening in the world today, we need to have that life-affirming. You know, you can go out and you can do it. You can accomplish that impossible dream. And I think that that's one of the reasons. And also, it's a great score and a great story. You know, Cervantes' Don Quixote is the most popular book in the world next to the Bible. The Bible outdoes it, and more copies are sold of Don Quixote than any other book, which is amazing. And I think this story, we should, introduce this story, not introduce it, but reintroduce the story to our audiences.
With a story that's so popular throughout the world, what do you have to bring to it through your direction and with your company to make it new and fresh and fascinating for your audiences?
That's a good question. I think that Dale Wasserman has done a lot of the work in adapting it. I think the amazing thing is that he tells the story through Cervantes. Man of La Mancha is Cervantes, not Don Quixote. So he tells it through Cervantes' eyes. And I think that's exciting. And also, when the character Cervantes takes on the character of Don Quixote, it's really interesting theatrically. I love theatrical stories that we can help tell. And I think this is one of those stories on our stage that'll work wonderfully. And we have the right people doing the right roles. And so that's why you do it, when you get the right cast together.
Tell us a bit about your cast, please.
Well, okay, so Jeff McCarthy, who's playing Cervantes' Don Quixote, has worked with us, I think, since 1998. Since Mac and Mabel. He also did, and Follies, and he also did Sweeney Todd.
He did,
I've
indeed.
Known him for, oh, so you saw it.
Of course.
Okay, Sarah's a fan. And actually, I think when he was doing Sweeney Todd, we talked about Man of La Mancha, but it didn't seem like the year after you do Sweeney Todd, you do Man of La Mancha. So we did a few musicals in between, and this seemed to be the right year to do it. So we're really excited that he's going to be doing Don Quixote for us.
Jeff, what do you like about the role? What are the particular challenges? Have you wanted to play it for a long while?
Yes, I did it in college years and years ago. And to be honest, I did a kind of a lousy production down in Florida some 6 years ago. But my wife, Goritza, said, this is one of your great roles for you. So I thought, I'll look to do it in the future. So that's how Julie and I started talking about it, 4 or 5 years ago. But it's to me, the core of the thing is, it seems the worse this world becomes, and 17th century Spain was one thing, but we've got trouble in this world. Now it sounds like I'm doing the Music Man, but it resonates more and more. When reading the newspapers and whatnot, this, is he mad or not that he chooses to take the extreme high road in order to deal with the agony and the cruelty and all of that we're all dealing with internationally and locally as well, politically and whatnot. That's what I hold on to, and what's important to me is the transcending that through the eyes of a quote-unquote madman, I think is really interesting.
Tom Allen Robbins is also here. He plays Sancho Panza.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
What are some of the things that you grab onto for your role in Man of La Mancha?
Well, the thing about Sancho is that, unlike Don Quixote, who's living his fantasy, Sancho is a realist, and he sees things for what they are. And being a simple man, he's a peasant farmer, he lives in the moment. He accepts what's right in front of him, and I think that's a good lesson for me. That's something that I would like to do more of in my life. And as I've gotten older, that's what I've tried to do, is to just be accepting of what is presented to me and to live in the moment. So that's what makes Sancho much fun to play.
We're going to hear a few songs from the show, of course, because we're the luckiest people in the world right now. What is the first song we're going to hear, Julie? Tell us how it goes.
So the first song is actually called Man of La Mancha, but we call it I, Don Quixote, because that's the first line of the song. Cervantes and his manservant are thrown into prison, and Cervantes has his manuscript with him. And in order, the prisoners set him on trial, and so they become the jury, and he has to tell a story that will allow him to get the manuscript back. And so Cervantes becomes Don Quixote. He puts the makeup on, the beard, etc. And then when he's ready, he sings this song accompanied by Sancho.
Hear me now, oh thou bleak and unbearable world, thou art base and debauched as can be. And a knight with his banners all bravely unfurled now hurls down his gauntlet to thee. I am my Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha, my destiny calls and I go. And the wild winds of fortune will carry me onward, oh, whithersoever they blow. Whithersoever they blow. Onward to glory I go.
I'm Sancho, yes, I'm Sancho, I follow my master. His friend.
Hear me, heathens and wizards and serpents of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last.
I'm his friend.
Whithersoever they blow, onward to glory we go.
The Barrington Stage Company production of Man of La Mancha runs on the Boyd Quinson main stage, begins previews tonight, runs through July 11th in Pittsfield. Julie, when you're putting together your season, I imagine the selection of the main stage musical is a big part of it.
It's always first, because I have to know what size the cast is. You know, one of the things, you know, we're in Pittsfield and we rent housing. We rent a lot, maybe 22 to 25 houses each year. So I have to know how many people are in the musical. Then everything follows from that. So artistically, it has to be something that's exciting to start the season with. But also, it's about number of contracts and number of houses and beds we need. So, yeah, we do this first. And we usually announce it in August or September, you know, in the previous year.
I know. And then I get the press release that it's announced, and I'm like, oh, man, next summer already? How can everybody be thinking about that?
Yeah,
But I'm always, of course, also very excited to see what you'll put together. How much time do you have to put the show together?
Well, we rehearse for 3 weeks, and we tech for a half a week. So it's basically 3.5 weeks. They always need more time. We could definitely stand another week. Something happens when you move into the theater. Everything comes together quickly because the actors then know the world they're going to be living in rather than a rehearsal room where we're dealing with makeshift props and, you know, they're not sitting where they would normally be sitting or standing. So it comes together very quickly.
Yeah.
It better.
It will.
Yes.
Tell us about your choreographer. Greg Graham.
Our choreographer is Greg Graham. Oh, he is fabulous. I've known Greg for maybe 4 or 5 years. He was Josh Bergas' assistant on The Town. So I knew him there. Mm-hmm. And he also worked with a friend of mine, Giovanna Sardelli, who's a director, and she recommended him very highly. And a number of people, I've known him. He's just like the loveliest, most creative, quick choreographer. And Josh suggested him, and we met, and I just said, this is great. I also knew him for a number of years, so that was helpful.
And how does the director work with the choreographer putting the show together?
Well, we meet ahead of time, and I sort of old-fashioned where we routine numbers. We meet with Darren. We just say, this is what we want the number to be, if we want to cut any choruses of the dance. What's the story we're trying to tell? We sort of go over the story. And then sometimes he'll do some work in New York, and I'll go to his studio. Greg put some things on tape for me to look at. And we just, it's a constant working together. We work very closely together. It's always about telling the story of the song. Not only do the songs and the book tell the story, but the dance has to also.
Darren is the musical director, Darren Cohen. What is special about the music in this show? How do the songs in the show tell the story?
I'll tell you my biggest challenge is they're so famous that my challenge is to not listen to any of the recordings.
Sure.
And to take the talent that we're so lucky to have and mold it for them in a way that it looks like it was written for them. And try not to just copy all the predictable things and of all the people that made it famous. And it's also the least musical theatery score because of the Spanish flair to it. So it's just a nice change from a good old 30s, 40s musical. So it's been great to work on.
How do you incorporate the Spanish flair in your style and your music direction? I know it's in the book, obviously. It's written there. But how do you make sure that you've got a good handle on it?
Most of that comes from the orchestrations, having a real flamenco guitarist in the pit, a lot of great percussion toys, castanets, so we really embrace that world.
Great.
So it's been fun.
What is the next couple of songs we're going to hear?
So the next songs are Don Quixote, in his sort of madness or in his the world that he's living in, sees a kitchen maid called Aldonza, and he's decided that she's the beautiful Dulcinea, and she's pure and beautiful and everything a woman should be. And he sends Sancho with a missive to give to her, saying how beautiful she is and how lovely and pure. And of course, she's anything but that. So the first thing that happens is that Aldonza says, like, why do you like him? And Tom Robbins, who plays Sancho, is going to sing, I really like him. And we'll go right on. There's little dialogue. We'll go right on to Aldonza's song, which is, what does he want of me? She just doesn't understand why he's calling her this beautiful name and have all these beautiful words to talk about her, because no one has ever talked to her in that way before.
I like him. I really like him. Tear out my fingernails one by one. I like him. I don't have a very good reason. Since I've been with him, cuckoo nuts have been in season. Still, there's nothing I can do. Chop me up for onion stew. Still, I'll yell to the sky, though I can't tell you why, that I like him.
But it doesn't make any sense.
That's because you're not a squire.
All right, I'm not a squire. And how does a squire?
I ride behind him, and he fights. Then I pick him up off the ground.
And what do you get out of it?
What do I get out of it? Well, already I've gotten...
You've gotten nothing, so why do you do it?
I like him. I really like him. Pluck me naked as a scalded chicken. I like him. Don't ask me for why or wherefore, 'cause I don't have a single good because or therefore. You can barbecue my nose, make a giblet of my toes, make me freeze, make me fry, make me sigh, make me cry. Still I'll yell to the sky, though I can't tell you why, that I like.
just as crazy as your master. A fine pair. I'm sorry. I apologize. You've got no choice. You do as you're told. But who can figure him out? Why does he do the things he does? Why does he do these things? Why does he march through that dream that he's in, covered in glory and rusty old tin? Why does he live in a world that can't be? And what does he want of me? What does he want of me? Why does he say the things he says? Why does he say these things? Sweet Dulcinea and missive and such, ne'er the most hem of the garment I touch. No one can be what he wants me to be. And what does he want of me? What does he want of me? Doesn't he know he'll be left dead wherever he'll go? And why I'm not laughing myself, I don't know. Why does he want the things he wants? Why does he want these things? Why does he batter at walls that won't break? Why does he give when it's natural to take? Where does he see all the good he can see? And what does he want of me? What does he want of me?
Alicia, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tell us about your tackling this role. What are you taking from
this? Aldonza requires a lot, but I am enjoying the journey. She's fiery. She's feisty. She's actually really lovable, and she doesn't know how to receive it. I love telling her story. I love her journey. I love the arc of her life. When I was studying the role, and I was discovering her little nuances and things that really pierced my spirit, the biggest thing that stuck out to me was the story of Mary Magdalene. To me, Aldonza is the story of Mary Magdalene. She epitomizes the impossible dream. She is the impossible dream made possible, you know, if that makes sense. And I love that, you know, she has a really calloused existence, but she meets this man that thinks that she's wonderful and lovable, and he brings out this softness and this kindness in her that she'd never really tapped into. It's there, but it's never been tapped into. There's no one in her life has pierced that part of her, and he just brings about this wonderful change in her. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful story. It's a beautiful love story. It's just a beautiful journey, and I feel very fortunate to play the role.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Man of La Mancha runs at Barrington Stage Company on the Boyd Quinson main stage through July 11th. Barrington Stage Company is, of course, in Pittsfield. The website, barringtonstageco.org. Julie, we have time for one more song. Could you tell us about it, please?
Gee, what do you think it should be, Sarah?
From Man of La Mancha.
Oh, let's think. Maybe we'll do The Impossible Dream.
Oh, sounds good.
I think it probably has. Jeff has never heard of the song before. It's beautiful. It's hopeful. It makes you feel great about yourself, and yet it could bring tears to your eyes and joy at the same time. And that's great music. Here we go.
The impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, run where the brave dare not go. To right the unrightable wrong. To love pure and chaste from afar. To try when your arms are too weary. To reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far. To fight for the right, without question or pause. To be willing to march into hell for the heavenly cause. And I know, if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable stars.
Men of La Mancha runs on the main stage, the Boyd Quinson main stage at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield through July 11th. BarringtonStageCo.org for more information. Thank you all so much for being here.
Our pleasure.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.